don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on the faith of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Tuesday, July 8th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on Tuesdays in this time slot, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trekker Randy.
Hey, what's happening in your world today?
Well, a couple of things. Today starts the annual Alpenfest here in Gaylord, where they close off Main Street, M32 downtown. And for the better part of 5-6 days, we've got a little German festival happening here in downtown Gaylord.
Now, this runs through, I believe, Saturday, correct?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon.
Very good. And this year, kind of interesting, with the parking that you have behind the Iron Pig downtown. A lot of people are not aware of that parking lot. I want you to describe basically how that fits into your patio as well as the pavilion next door.
Yeah, so the city has been gracious the last few years and has given us 6-7 parking spots out of a city parking lot right behind our restaurant downtown. And we are nearly completely surrounded by Alpenfest, but the city tries their best to keep that back parking lot open for all of our guests and obviously customers in the rest of the building that we occupy as well. But for the better part of 5-6 days, we are completely surrounded, but we do have a nice patio that overlooks, and it's kind of a VIP seating section because you can't get alcoholic beverages under the pavilion, which is where all the evening entertainment, the Queen's pageant, all this stuff happens. So we have this great patio overlooking everything that happens during Alpenfest.
Excellent. Love it. And good seating, and can enjoy your beverages outside and don't have to worry about it infringing on the city ordinances in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that's right. We have a social district in Gaylord, but during Alpenfest, they discontinue it kind of for obvious reasons. There's a lot of children around.
Sure.
So we don't want that kind of thing. But we are one of only a couple of places during Alpenfest where you can sit outside, get an alcoholic or adult beverage, and enjoy the show. We're the only ones that are right next to the pavilion for all the entertainment and everything anyway. So, but for people that don't know, really quick, I do want to add, with our new location, for people that don't want to go into Gaylord and deal with going around the traffic and everything, the south location, our new location, every night this week, we have live music, free live music in our backyard.
Yes, and that's going to be at the south location you're referring to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Now, that's something that is for people on Otsego Lake and people south of town, stop by the south location and basically be able to take advantage without dealing with the big crowd that's happening Alpenfest downtown, but basically same quality of music and activities outdoors and not have to fight the crowd.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
Cool. That is really cool. Now, is this something you plan to do every year while Alpenfest is happening downtown?
Yeah, we want to give an alternative to Alpenfest. Not that Alpenfest isn't wonderful, but one of the restaurants that used to be up the street from us years ago, a place called Schlang's. It's now Benetham's. Awesome restaurant. Well, Schlang's, under the former owners, they used to do a beer tent during Alpenfest that was wildly popular with the locals. What we want to do is kind of bring back that sort of alternative on the south end of town that Schlang's used to do. And it's probably been at least 10, 15 years since that. So just more live music's what we want to do.
Absolutely, exactly. Well, we're going to continue on with Ian Murphy. Got a couple of text messages for him as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Ian, I got a text message before we went to break. They have a family member that is moving back home. They live just outside of Gaylord area, and they wanted to know if there was any employment opportunities at either location. Are you hiring or are you all set for this summer staff?
We are hiring. We've more than tripled our staff since we've opened the new location, so we definitely are hiring, absolutely. Please come fill out an application or reach out to us on Facebook or one of our socials.
Okay, is there a preference as to which location would be best for them to come and fill out an application?
It really doesn't matter. We have applications available at both locations.
Both locations. Okay, very cool. Well, one of the things that I wanted to get your perspective on is I've been monitoring the budget situation that they didn't get done before the July 1st deadline. Statutorily, they were supposed to come up with a school budget.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
By law, they're supposed to, yeah.
Right, exactly. We're hearing that some of the local school districts, and I know you've been involved in the Otsego School District quite a bit, knowing what's going on and knowing some of the board members. What are you hearing there locally? What are they planning to do without this budget coming from Lansing? Have they put out any information that you've been seeing about the budget for the school district for this upcoming school year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually haven't heard what Gaylord Community Schools plans to do or if they have any kind of contingency plan. I have a feeling that they're probably just sitting on their hands. As they tend to do on most of these things, they generally just go by whatever the state kind of filters down. So I'm sure that they're just sitting there waiting to be told what to do, more or less.
Okay. Now, last time we spoke with you, you did say there were some things, some arguments that were being made in some of these cases that you guys are involved in. Any status report updates for those?
Yeah, so I kind of buried the lead for today, but at 2:30 downtown, we have oral arguments. We have our first hearing today for our case against the RWE solar development here in Otsego County. So Judge Hunter this afternoon will get his first bite of the apple on our arguments that the Public Act 233 is unconstitutional, and the Otsego County Planning Commission more or less improperly approved a solar development application here locally. So these arguments I've been talking about, although they are public, we will be recording today's hearings. So you'll actually get to hear exactly the arguments that we'll be making, and hopefully that we can duplicate in at least half a dozen other locales around the state.
Now, is this court hearing, is it open to the public, or do they have limited access for people to come and actually be in the courtroom hearing the oral arguments live?
No, you can come and listen to oral arguments live. It is open to the public. I believe that the attorneys for RWE will probably be Zooming in, but we specifically asked for an in-person hearing. Again, I don't expect that the folks from Chicago will be here. It'd be nice if they were, but I doubt it. They'll come up here to talk to the citizens during a meeting, but to come defend their own application, they'll sit in their offices in Grand Rapids, most likely, during this Zoom hearing. But anybody that happens to be in the area, please come 2:30 at the courthouse downtown. Again, it's going to be difficult because Alpenfest is going on and parking may be limited. But if anybody has the time, please come. And if not, again, I will be recording it. I'd like to do it live, but cell service is not very good at our courthouse downtown. So we'll see about that. But today is the day that we get to unleash these arguments for everybody to hear.
Excellent, excellent. And the video, if not carried live, you will be able then to put it on your various platforms and be able to share it with people.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, cool. One of the things that's kind of interesting to this, and I want you, for those that didn't hear you previously talk about this, explain the process that seems 180-degree opposite of what we normally do when we go and stand up and pressure zoning commissions, planning commissions, not to approve something. This isn't the strategy, though, that you wanted people to do. And explain that process for those who have never heard how your legal strategy is unfolding on these cases against these solar projects.
Yeah, it's tricky because, you know, it's a state law. Public Act 233 is a state law that overrides local zoning. And I have not heard from many localities that want these. I have six or seven of these projects on my desk right now that people are asking for help. And what I'm telling them is, again, this is the part where it's counterintuitive. We need to pass them locally. Even if you don't want these developments, like in Sheboygan, they had a meeting at Sheboygan High School this last week to discuss this development. And what it sounds like, we had representation at the meeting. What it sounds like is that Planning Commission is going to approve that application. Now, not necessarily the way that we want them to, because we want them to pass it locally so we can challenge it locally. Now, let's say that Sheboygan denies this application for solar development up in Sheboygan County. That developer could then go right to the Michigan Public Service Commission to get cited. Now, we know that MPSC is going to cite them because they've got to get to Whitmer's 2040 100% renewable for energy sources.
Sure.
So if somebody tries to come in after the fact, after they go around Sheboygan's local planning commission, you can still sue, but you're going to be suing in the court of claims, which is the government's court. And we've been successful by more or less conning our local planning commission into passing the application, which is now invalid because Public Act 233 actually invalidated it. So, what we're telling people is, even though you don't want these things, encourage your local planning commission to pass the application. That way we can challenge it in local court by a judge that is held accountable by local voters, not some appointed judge down in Grand Rapids or down in Lansing in the Court of Claims. We want local people to look at the local planning commission and the local ordinances. That's what we want, not the Michigan Public Service Commission, not centralized planning down in Lansing. The people that live in these communities should be the ones that determine these projects.
And so, for example, how you guys were able to get the Otsego County project in front of Judge Hunter, Sheboygan might be able to get it in front of Judge Gauthier or one of the judges in Sheboygan. It would keep it at the local jurisdiction versus going to the, like you're saying, the state's court,
yes,
circuit court, district appeals, all that process. It avoids that and keeps it at the local level.
Yeah, and I love that you said Judge Gauthier, because he's a phenomenal judge up there in Sheboygan County and actually had one of the first pandemic wins with a hockey player up there. So we do feel like that is kind of a bit of a home court advantage up in Sheboygan, as is anywhere up in northern Michigan, honestly. I mean, we're in deep red country up here, so we feel very successful in this strategy, but it is very counterintuitive, and people are so adamant about not allowing these things to go forward. But what we have to realize is, as soon as we can get them into court, especially locally, all development has to stop. They can't move one more inch on any development until all legal proceedings are finalized. And that is actually something that's buried in Public Act 233. For as being such a bad law as it is, there is this nice caveat that says, nope, everything stops until all legal proceedings are done.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things I think is interesting, and I'm curious to see what Judge Hunter's perspective is on the initial oral arguments, but basically what you guys are doing is you're saying that Public Act 233 isn't constitutional. It's overriding local zoning planning commissions. It's taking the power away from the local communities and giving it to basically a governor-appointed Michigan Public Service Commission of unelected people who have no accountability to the folks.
Yeah, and once again, the legislature in 2023, which is Democrat-led, wrote a bad law that gave their law writing ability to, like you said, an unelected board. That is the crux. That is the crux of our health department stuff with the Iron Pig, and that is the crux of this issue once again, is these lawmakers do not know their job and are once again giving power to unelected bureaucrats, exactly like they did during the pandemic. And we saw the results of that, right? We're still reeling from those results. What do you think Public Act 233 is going to do over the next 20 years if we don't stop it dead in its tracks less than a year after it was enacted? That's what we want to do. Return control back to the locals.
Well, and on top of that, like you say, basically, this is her Clean Act of 2040, where she wants 100% of our electricity grid to be produced by, you know, renewables, solar and wind and things. It's not going to happen. Ultimately, if you guys are successful in getting Public Act 233 declared unconstitutional, giving that power back to the locals, this is one way that we can actually counter what the governor's agenda is and possibly stop this thing in its tracks.
Yeah, and stop our energy costs from rising even more, stop the monopolies that all these providers have on us right now. And let's be honest, if you are for wind and solar as a replacement for petrochemicals, oil, you fundamentally hate poor people. Oil has lifted more people out of poverty than any other energy source. And it's not to say that we should disregard solar and wind, but not at industrial scale like we're seeing and like the governor wants and like the Democrats think that they can get. But anybody that has common sense knows there is absolutely no way you're going to get 100% renewable energy at any point in our lifetimes. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, when
the only way that we could maybe get there is through nuclear, the newest nuclear stuff that's happening.
And also hydrogen. I know a lot of people are exploring that as a cheaper, much more efficient way of providing power. There's going to be new technologies coming, but solar and wind just simply aren't going to be the ones to do it. One other thing, I caught a news story talking about AI, the amount of electricity required for AI alone, which, you know, Trump is wanting to push and expand and make us number one compared to China. My God, the amount of electricity required for AI is like through the roof. We do have to come up with new energy. It's just not wind and solar.
Right. You're right. And not only the energy, but the heat that is required to run data centers. Like we're seeing one that might pop up over in Antrim County. They want to use water from our aquifers to pump in and cool basically these towers, these computer towers, and hold that water. I don't think that that's necessarily a great idea to be plopping these data centers all around northern Michigan either. It's the same kind of thing. The problem with those is data centers don't fall under Public Act 233.
Oh, they do not?
No, only energy sources, solar, wind, battery storage facilities, but not data centers.
Not data centers. Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Well, listen, you guys have reinstated Sundays, brunches, as well as breakfasts. Explain that to the folks that want to get a good breakfast from the Iron Pig locations.
Yeah, every Sunday we do breakfast, 8 a.m. till 2 p.m., including a Bloody Mary bar. So you can come and custom create your own Bloody Mary if you like. Every weekend, we are doing breakfast 7 days a week right now, starting at 8 a.m.
8 a.m., 7 days a week for breakfast.
You got it.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
On the Hour News of Hour Number 2, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source,